Yo, what it do, Epic Fam? What's popping? It is the 2nd of November, 2023 at 11:47 a.m. And this is my memoir for the day. So what's been happening? What have I been doing? I've been working on getting a presentation out. Is it a presentation? I'm working on getting two pitch decks out. Recently rebranded and pivoted the agency that I was building into focusing on something broader. I felt like what I was doing before was a bit limiting, and my interests have grown, and I'm a man of many interests, and I want a vehicle that allows me to be able to pursue all those interests. So I ended up changing the direction. With that new direction is coming some potential opportunities that I'm going after, so I need to put out presentations, decks, just try to get myself out there in a way that I want to be known and potentially get some jobs. There are two decks that are warm leads, which means the people that I'm dealing with know me, they know about my work, and they are interested in making an introduction, right? They both asked me to send, different pitch decks. So I've been trying to get that out. It's taking longer than usual because, you have to write these things. Now, I enjoy making them, but it still takes time, right? And when you feel like people are waiting, you are usually, you want to get things out faster and quicker. So that's what's been happening, what I've been doing all morning. I think I'm about 80% through with both decks. One is 100% done. I'm just waiting for my wife to proofread and I can send it. The second, maybe I need like another hour 30 of work, before I actually can edit it, send it for proofreading, and then ship, right? So that's what's up. That's what the day has been. Today I'm also recording video. I don't know, I just figured out the thing I spoke about with my camera and I want to start using it. So, I'm probably never going to post this on YouTube. Maybe I will, but whatever the case, I don't care. I'm just recording video because I can. Yeah, that is a long intro. Recently, these intros are getting longer and longer because, it's just an outlet for me to think through the day, through what I want to do, etc. I mean, those watching on video, I have like my iPad here today. So there's like a list of things that I want to talk through. The first thought was something I actually tweeted, which is study their methods, right? When certain people are getting materially successful, aka they are being rewarded with fame, money, access, respect. Sometimes our first approach tends to be judgment if we do not like the thing that they are doing, right? If we feel like, oh, this person is doing something that I absolutely hate, or I don't think is right, or I feel is fishy, or whatever the case might be, the first thing we do is, we go on the offensive and we judge them and we doubt them and we, say all kinds of ridiculous things. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. You are free to do whatever you want. But the thoughts that occur to me is if the things that these people are doing are as bad as we think they are, okay, why are they being rewarded with all these things? Why are they being rewarded by fame, money, attention, and all these other things that you and I, if we're being honest, also crave? Right? It's not like you don't want attention. At some level, you want. It's not like you don't want fame. At some level, you want. It might be a different kind of fame or different kind of attention, but you do want it, right? And it's also not the case that you don't want money, right? You want all these things. So if these are the people that are, not doing the right things, in your opinion, or in my opinion, are getting rewarded with these things, what does that say about who is rewarding them, right? And I think it says a lot. It says a lot about why we as collective entities, as human beings, are rewarding these people who are not necessarily acting in our best interest. I don't know if that makes any sense, right? So the point is, when you see these things, study their methods, right? It tells you something about human behavior. It tells you something about the psychology of, the collective human experience. And in the work that I do, part of that is sales and marketing, and that is a very important concept, right? Understanding human beings and why they tick is an important factor in navigating every part of your life, your relationship, your businesses, your friendships, the community you find yourself in. This is all extremely important. So the point is, when you find people who are you know, apparently doing well, and you don't even have to like them or support the thing that they're doing, but study their methods, because it tells you a lot more about the collective human experience and how humans behave than it does about the individual themselves, right? So I think to be materially successful, or even sometimes emotionally and socially successful, you need to be a student of the human psychology, and sometimes just watching how the masses behave gives you a very good insight into that. So that's point number one that I want to talk about. Point number two is the fear of trying. It's holding you back. You've heard this already, and you probably hear it a million more times if I keep recording these memos, because I keep getting reminded of them regularly. So here's how that thought showed up in my head again today. I was working on a deck, right? The deck I was working on. I had to put some projects in, and I was going over some work that we had done for a client. Work that I believe to be very good work, but for some reason they never put it out, right? And the more, you know, the client is still an active, you know, client, and the more I interact with their business, the more I realize that they have a certain hypothesis of who they think they are mentally, right? Now, I don't know about the entire business operation, so they may be right about that particular identity or hypothesis. But I also think there's a certain fear that if they try new things, it's going to take them away from the hypothesis, right? So they are not willing. So we spent a lot of time doing some really good work for them, and that work isn't going anywhere because, you know, they are just not using it. And I think it's a fear, right? And I wrote that thought down for myself also, because it's very, very, oh wow, you know what I just realized, I have not been recording this entire time. The video, I mean, oh wow, that's ridiculous. Anyway, so when I was going through the work, I realized that I may be suffering from, you know, a very similar thing where I'm afraid to try things out because I have a certain identity and I don't want to break that identity, right? So if I try something new, I'm going to end up breaking that identity. So I don't want to. And it's valid, right? I mean, it's a valid fear. But just like this business that I was, you know, that I'm working with, I'm thinking to myself, man, there is so much that they could have learned, we could have learned collectively if they just put these things out. Because we've done the work anyways, and in my opinion, it's good. Are there flaws? Absolutely. I don't think it's perfect. I think there are some things that I will correct if I were to do that work again. But I think the downsides of putting it out is not that huge. I think there's more upside to putting it out than there is downside, right? But this work is launching on our hard drives, you know, Google Drives, and it's kind of sad actually every time I see it. And it was just a note to myself that I need to try things out, and I need to be willing to, you know, make experiments and create things that doesn't necessarily fall in line with whatever identity I think it is that I have, because that's the only way I'm going to learn how to grow. And that leads me to the next point, which also kind of occurred to me this morning, or the next thought, which is that I think it's more productive to be focused and obsessed with where you want to go or who you want to be instead of who you don't want to be, right? And that one was for myself, because I think at this point in my life, I'm going to be turning 30 soon. I know what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. I think so. Or at least on a macro level, right? I think I know, I have a sense of purpose. I think I know the thing that I'm good at that nobody else can do as well as me, you know. Or at least the thing I know that I'm very, very good at. I know the things that I enjoy doing without hassle, that I'll keep doing even if they're paying me. Even if they're not paying me, sorry. I know all these things. But I'm not doing them because I'm afraid of what I would look like if I was actually pursuing those things. So just to recap for you, I have some clear ideas about what it is that I'm trying to do and who I'm trying to be and where I'm trying to go. Those ideas exist. However, I'm not pursuing those ideas because I'm afraid of the perception. I'm afraid of looking like somebody that I don't want to be if I actually try pursuing those ideas. And that's kind of ridiculous, right? Because you can't control other people's perceptions. So in reality here, maybe it is my own perception that I'm struggling with, right? It's not somebody else's perception, it's mine. I'm the one struggling with my own perception of me if I were to do these things. But the question then becomes, if I actually believe that these things are helpful and they are productive and they can be profitable both for me and the people that are going to be involved, why aren't I doing them, right? And my thought was, okay, maybe I should spend less time worried about who I don't want to be and spend more time focusing on who I want to be. Another way to think about that is spend less time in business. That is, spend less time worried about the competition and spend more time worried about the customers. And I found myself going through, you know, these two themes side by side over the last couple of weeks as I've tried to, you know, just move to the next phase of my life or prepare for the next phase of my life. And maybe I thought that might be useful to you as well, which is like, hey, you know what, actually spend more time focusing on who you want to be, being clear on who that is and being clear on the kind of habits, traits, abilities, you know, that they need to have, as opposed to spending your entire time trying to avoid who you don't want to be, because I don't think that's productive. So those are just some random thoughts on my mind this morning and how my day has been going. I am going to take a shower now. I tend to be doing these things as pauses in between my day. So I'm going to take a shower now, prepare for the rest of, you know, the day. And then, we'll see where the day goes. Oh, and one last thing. I think I'm also partly stressed out about the rest of the tasks that I have, which are, you know, fairly simple tasks. Things like, you know, sending messages, calling people, trying to set up a meeting for tomorrow, those kind of stuff. But for some reason, I'm stressing out about them. But yeah, man, it is what it is. The work is getting done, so I'm going to do it. So yeah, I am going to go on with the rest of my day. As usual, I hope you're having a fantastic day. And there's a small group of people listening to this because, you know, it's private-ish, although it's online. So if there is anything, any questions that you have related to some of these topics, I think if you're listening to this on Spotify, Spotify gives you the opportunity to ask these questions and then I can answer them in the next episode. I haven't checked the questions for the last episode yet, so if you did ask questions there, I'm sorry. I'll check them and answer them, but do keep the questions coming if you have any. Or you could just follow me on eldat.nutako. I was going to say eldat.instagram. Follow me at eldat.nutako on Instagram, and I will have some... Yeah, you can just follow me, DM me. You don't even have to follow me. Just send me a message request. I check that from time to time, and I'll respond, right? All right, swell. Nice hanging with you. Nice chatting. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.